You're listening to The American Journal with Rex Jones and Tim Tompkins. Watch it live right now at band.video.
It has been such an incredible journey to get to host The American Journal for you guys here on the network. Me and Tim have had just a phenomenal time in the past few weeks of really getting to get this experience living through this and actually doing this professionally, really for the first time for myself and for you. What has it been like, man?
It's been a roller coaster, dude. Yeah. Honestly. And I say that in a good way.
Sure. Right?
You know, when we came in here, we didn't know what to expect.
Right.
But everybody has been super generous behind the scenes. People giving us constructive criticism. How do we improve? We just came in here and we just wanted to earn the ability to just have, you know, to do this thing.
Sure. And, well, I mean, this show used to be Harrison's show, yeah. Right? And Harrison is one of my favorite broadcasters of all time, right up there with my dad and many other people that I also respect that are just in that upper echelon, right? And he's spent, you know, thousands of hours at this very desk right here where we sit today.
Yep.
Covering the news, breaking things down, building his political consciousness, his political identity. So it was a great honor to do the show following him. And of course, Brianna doing it as well, who also has a great career, for us to just get to come in here. And we're in the Osama bin Laden studio, you know, filming Gray Area Talks out of my house. Even though, you know, I kind of had the pedigree to come in here, it was still 100% a sink or swim type of operation.
Yeah.
And I think that we really have had fun with you guys, the viewers and listeners at home. I think that they really like the concept of the deep dive. They like the call-ins. They like the conversations that we're having with each other and also with them. Yeah. And it's been amazing to see the response.
It has been amazing to see the response. And it is pretty sad to see, you know, this show, this is its last breath. This has been on for years. It's been on for a very long time. But again, you know, you have to shed the old skin to make something new.
Sure.
This isn't going to be the last time you guys see us. I mean, again, there's just a lot of things that are changing.
It better not be. Better follow Gray Area Talks.
But yeah, you can definitely follow us at Gray Area. We'll still be there. We'll still be talking. We'll still be doing deep dives. Everything that you guys still love about this show, we still come in with that same flavor.
So. And also, at the same time, now I messed up, and I know Matt is probably watching this from cyberspace. Shout out to you, Matt. I have not currently decided whether it's going to be New American Journal or My American Journal. So I'm just going to tell people, if you still want a 3-hour hard-hitting news show in the morning with guests and with call-ins, what I'm going to do, Tim, what I've decided I'm going to do is I'm going to do either My American Journal or New American Journal on my profile, live on X, on YouTube and Rumble as well. 3-hour morning show, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. The same thing. Basically, but reloaded, kind of keeping the spirit alive. I'm a very sentimental person. I love this show and I love this network and I want to be able to carry on that spirit forward. And I think being a broadcaster, a lot of it is about finding your time slot. Because when you're like a podcast bro and you can just go like film with somebody and like you look at each other and kind of release the episode whenever you want.
Whenever you want.
It's a different thing than going live multiple times a week or going live every day. And for me, we do a nightly show or a nighttime show,
a
Thursday, Sunday show from 7:30 to 10:30. I'm not even trying to plug that. But in me saying that, I'm good a couple nights a week to do that. My energy is in the morning. I'm the most passionate in the morning. That's why I've really been enjoying connecting to the audience in the morning. And when we get these callers, I feel like we're all on the same wavelength, that solutions-based mindset.
Yep.
Because people are thinking about how they can make things better. They're not beaten down yet in the day.
And one thing is this episode, I saved my best deep dive for today.
Yeah, save the best for last.
You know, for me, this is a passionate message. This is the whole ethos of what we're trying to do. And the deep dive today is going to be on misinformation.
Mm.
It's going to be on propaganda. It's going to be on all the things that are happening because it's super hard to tell what the truth is today.
Sure.
It's the whole reason why I do these deep dives. But I want to do a deep dive, pulling the curtain back, challenging the beliefs, the assumptions that every single one of you guys have, including myself.
Sure.
It's all about paradigm shift and bringing people together.
Sure.
So we're not going to do that right now. We're going to do that in the second hour.
In the spirit of that, in the spirit of talking about propaganda, let's talk about the ultimate piece of propaganda that was just released by, you know, dear leader, President Trump.
Yeah.
Attacking everyone who's ever supported him. Everybody who's actually had a backbone, everybody who's had a spine, everybody who got deplatformed, everybody who got hurt, lost their job, you name it. Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, Alex Jones. Pardon me if I'm forgetting somebody.
No, those are the four.
From this new Declaration of Independence. It's kind of done in reverse.
Four horsemen.
By the King George III. I'm going to go ahead and read this for people. And if you haven't seen this yet, Trump attacked my father and many other popular right-wing thought leaders, I guess you could call them, or, you know, just like large-scale new media political commentators.
Oh, and he went extra hard on your dad.
Oh, yes. I mean, we're going to get into that, too. And we're going to get into the nature of why it's so bad and why this really makes just all of us here, you know, worried for, you know, the future, because like this reminds us of stuff that happened under Biden, you know, or, you know, the attacks on the media, saying the media is dangerous and all this stuff. Of course, they'll always have the pivot of saying it's a matter of national security. These damn commies are against the war. They don't want us to beat the Reds. And then it's like a 1950s Cold War McCarthyism style of thing. So it's very dangerous. I'm going to go ahead and read the tweet.
Yep. Go ahead.
I'll read the tweet for people. I know why Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens and Alex Jones have all been fighting me for years, especially about the fact that they think it is wonderful for Iran, the number one state sponsor of terror, to have a nuclear weapon. Not good, believe me, not good. Because they have one thing in common, low IQs. They're stupid people. They know it. Their families know it. Everyone else knows it. Nobody cares about them. They're total nut jobs, troublemakers, and will say anything necessary for some free and cheap publicity.
You're Trump.
Yeah.
It's good.
I'm gonna keep going here. Now they think they get some clicks because I can't read. I'm not too smart. Because they have third-rate podcasts, but nobody's talking about them, and their views are the opposite of MAGA, or I wouldn't have won the president election in a landslide. Well, they helped you win the election, Trump. What are you talking about?
Your dad specifically helped him win 2016.
Exactly, and in 2024 as well, and all of it. MAGA agrees with me. Well, what is MAGA? And just gave CNN 100% approval rating, or gave me a 100% approval rating they did. So now we're not MAGA. Alex Jones isn't MAGA. Megyn Kelly isn't MAGA. Tucker's not MAGA. CNN is MAGA. So the CNN News Network.
Yeah, when I read that, I'm
the
like,
Communist News Network.
CNN is like the complete opposite, polar opposite, as far as you could get,
right?
Who hate Trump the most.
Just
think about it critically. In what vacuum, what parallel universe does it exist that CNN would ever love Trump?
Sure. Well, look at it now. Look at it now. It's really crazy. Not hand flailing fools like Tucker Carlson, who couldn't even finish college. He was a broken man. Oh my gosh. Come on, dude. He was a broken man when he got fired from Fox. He's never been the same. Perhaps he should see a good psychiatrist. Or Megyn Kelly, who nastily asked me the famous only Rosie O'Donnell question. Or crazy Candace Owens, who accuses the highly respected First Lady of France of being a man. Okay, we tried to do this on our show yesterday. We couldn't do it justice. Thank God for the production team. Can we get Candace Owens and Brigitte side by side, please? I'm going to go ahead and read this next part. This is the emperor has no clothes, man. If you believe what Trump is about to sell you, there truly is no hope. It's just, I guess you do pray for nuclear weapons to be used and for us to enter fallout world. Listen to this. Who accuses her of being a man when she is not and will hopefully win lots of money in the ongoing lawsuit. Actually, to me, the First Lady of France is a far more beautiful woman than Candace.
My goodness.
Yeah.
My goodness.
All right. All right, Grandpa. You know, maybe it's time to take the meds and go to the nursing home. Maybe it is dementia. She looks like an orangutan in a blonde wig. That's not a joke.
She has a very masculine frame, you know? It is
no,
what it is.
No. She looks like a 12-year-old boy that's like a Voldemort ray. Mm. And they put makeup on it, you know? Like, and there's a lot to say there. We don't want to get sued. Yeah. But, I mean, it's just the party told you to reject reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. It was their one and most essential command. Like, that's what all this is. I'm going to read the rest of it now. More attractive. No, she's not. Blah, blah, blah. Or bankrupt Alex Jones, who says some of the dumbest things and lost his entire fortune, as he should have, for his horrendous attack on the Sandy Hook shooting victims, ridiculously claiming it was a hoax. Okay, Trump. Okay, you're going to come out and bash him. Why did it take you so long to do this? What changed your mind about my father? Is that he's anti-war and he doesn't blindly follow you down every dark, twisted path you go down in this career of war crime and genocide that you've been left on?
Your father's traitor. He got to support Trump.
Well,
I don't care if my diesel goes up to $1,000 per gallon.
I love the idea of the people out there that criticize us for something my dad may or may not have said, okay? They go, oh, he's the worst person ever because he may or may not have said this event was questionable or may have not happened in a certain kind of view, all right? Worst person ever, oh, how many people is it? And I hate to get morbid here. I hate to get brutal. We're talking like a couple dozen. Horrific, horrific, tragedy. Trump bombed an elementary school and killed 180 little kids and school teachers day one of this illegal war of aggression, committed a heinous war crime. They have killed thousands of civilians.
And he will never get any repercussions.
No, in the networks that push it and manufacture consent for literally, if you look at the sum of the Middle East wars, millions of people, millions of civilians dead in these countries in various wars that we've started, and we've funded, we've bankrolled terrorists that have chopped people's heads off. Those people are on Fox News. They got the McMansion. They got the Mega Mansion. They're fine.
They're fine.
But we're not allowed to have a living. We're not allowed to do media because we were wrong one time. Navy? Are you kidding me? Please. Like Trump, I used to respect him so much. And I'll tell a little story here. I went to this private school, right, in middle school, and it was like eighth grade, I think. I did this presentation. We had this event called Most Significant Person. All right. So that's like a thing you ever like in school. You ever like, oh, like I'm a historical figure. I have to give a presentation, you know, like someone dressed up Abraham Lincoln or whatever. So I went as Trump. When I was like, not even 15, when I was like 14 or like 13 years old, I'm doing a Trump impression. Like I was a loyalist, man. If you lost me, if you lost my dad, there is no hope.
No hope.
There's seriously, and everyone's like, oh, we got to trust the leader. They're looking into things. It's the team. It's the team. What team are they playing for? What team would that be?
Yes, man. I mean,
sure. Absolutely.
Look, your dad has never, Alex has never caused a death. But think about how many people have died under the Trump administration at this point.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. And you could say, well, it happens under every president. No, directly related to conflicts that we've started. And that's the thing that we talk about. Here's the thing, and this is how we know we're right about being anti-war. You can make various justifications for conflicts. You can say X, Y, Z, whatever. If you're coming from things from an anti-war perspective, that means you don't want any of this stuff to happen in the first place. You think there's no justification for civilian casualty.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, like they're the most evil terrorists in the world, and they're going to have a nuclear weapon, so we got to blow up the school, or the blowing up the school is justified.
Well, here's what I was talking to you about yesterday off camera. I'm like,
sure.
I genuinely think that Trump believes every single thing that he says.
Yes.
Like, to the point where he's not just a sociopath, narcissistic, but also there's the aspect of, you know, pathological liar. That's a real thing.
Absolutely.
And so, I mean, the statement of the CNN being 100%, that confirmed it for me, like 100% approval rating for Trump.
We trust them now.
Right. So all of these things combined, it's like, I mean, we've got receipts, right? If we play clip number one, you just see the contrast.
Sure.
Every single person that Trump has named here, he has also praised prior to. Let's just watch clip number one, and you're just going to see exactly how he's just contradicting himself here.
Excellent point.
I just mentioned a name, but a woman who I saw the other night on television just ripped some poor idiot apart. Megyn Kelly is here, and she's doing... Come up here, Megyn. By the way, I'm having a great time up here. Are you having a good time? This guy... Is he the greatest interviewer?
Candace Owens, I watched her, and I saw her coming. I said, you know, I'm pretty good at star power. I look at it, I say, that's a star.
I just want to finish by saying your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed.
Donald Trump, let me say this. My audience, I'd say 90% supports you. Okay. Right. And right. You definitely have shown your knowledge of geopolitical systems.
Wow.
Your thoughts?
We got to react to the original Trump interview. We got to do that time capsule. That just popped in my mind. Isn't that incredible? Think about that. Over 10 years ago, in Harrison's studio right now, the studio that we filmed out of, my dad was sitting in there with the Cartman hair interviewing Donald Trump. Mm. I think about that time period. You know, I've never spoken to Donald Trump. I don't think Donald Trump has ever heard my name or knows that I exist beyond him knowing Alex has had kids. But he used to call my dad and talk to him on the golf course in like 2016.
Wow.
During the election year. And I've heard him on the phone. I've heard his voice on the phone. So it's crazy to get to this point now where I really, you think as a kid, and I guess this is the thing about being an ideologue and being like a young zealot or whatever, you're like, the first cause I find is so righteous and it's amazing and it'll never die. And then you get a little older and you're like, well, how'd that pan out?
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole reason why it is important to start really vetting people and seeing what do they truly believe in.
Sure.
Are they ideologically consistent from the first day to the last day? And it's okay to change your mind, right?
Sure, absolutely.
It's okay to upgrade your facts, things that you didn't know and come to light. But the people I don't have any respect for, the ones that just double down. They double down on a lie that they know is a lie. They double down on an entire system of just complex, like, bait and switch and all these different things that just are just not American values.
Hat trick, show game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, absolutely. So we've got a lot of responses from, you know, a lot of other people. We've got Fuentes' take. We've got your dad's take. We've got Laura Loomer, Bongino.
Yeah, let's go ahead and start off with my dad's initial response, which is clip 3, and then we're going to go ahead and go into clip 4 and then clip 2. Let's just go ahead and play those in sequence.
Well, President Trump came out on Truth Social and attacked myself and all the original MAGA supporters today. And I'm just so sad that whatever's happened to him has totally changed the man he once was. He did so much good. That said, it followed just a few hours after Melania Trump came out, unannounced, reportedly Trump didn't know, and said she wasn't involved with Epstein and she supports a full investigation by Congress and the Epstein cover-up. Trump says Epstein's a hoax. So this reminds me of Melinda Gates, Melinda French, when she started turning against Bill. Also over Epstein.
Yep.
So Trump's got big problems, folks. And I am just so concerned about this country and the world. Trump is being led around by the nose by Netanyahu and by Mark Levin and others. And it's so sad. The Iran war is a total disaster. A black eye for America. They control the Strait of Hormuz. It is just absolutely incredible what we're seeing and what we're facing. I supported the old Trump. They got so many good things done. But at the end of the day, I just feel sorry for him and pray that God touch his heart and soul and free him from the demonic influences that he's under. I mean, it's just that simple. This is a nightmare. We know the Democrats, the left, are absolutely terrible. But when Trump's calling for wiping out whole civilizations and acting like a supervillain, I have to come out and say I don't support him.
All right, pause it.
It's that simple. So, again.
Okay, and we'll play the rest after the break because we're coming up on a network break. We are going to get to everybody's reaction here. I think we'll close out the hour with that. We got a ton here. We got Laura Loomer. We got Fuentes. We got more of my dad. And I really like Fuentes' message on it, which is basically Trump is trying to use whatever he calls MAGA to suffocate the populist America First movement by claiming, no, I represent it. So anyone that tries to embody this energy, I have the power to strip it away from them. And that's what we have to reject because – he's just an old man. He's just an old guy who we elected to be president twice, and he's up there now, and he's acting a fool, and he betrayed us.
Well, just look at the fall from grace, like the old team MAGA.
Yeah.
Like you just have all the elites, the top tier people, like your dad. You've got Candace. Tucker is just phenomenal.
Yeah, Tucker's another level.
Now you've got like Mark Levin. This is his new Avengers squad.
I'm Mark Levin. Yeah. I'm in charge. I tell you what to say. I tell you what to do. I just love Trump so much. I just want to get the knee pads out and every morning.
We got Micro Mark. There he is. I love that. I love that meme. He's like the little like gnome guy.
Yeah. So you got Mark Levin, you know, and then now you've got like Bongino, who's now part of his like Avenger squad. Like just look at the fall from where it used to be.
No, absolutely. And it used to be real and it used to be cool. And that's why we're still real and cool here on this network, because we never changed. We didn't leave. They left us. We didn't leave then. We've always stayed true to our 1776 values, our pro-America values, our America First values. At its core, we're constitutional classical liberals.
I tell you,
that's what we believe in. We believe in the Constitution of the United States of America.
I tell you one thing. Alex is a better man than me, because if somebody came after me like that, said all of those different things.
Called you broke?
Yeah, called me broke, called me bankrupt. I should lose everything after supporting him for a decade plus. Right. I mean, you would expect. But again, I think your dad is taking the high road here, giving respect at the same time and understanding that, like,
Well, I mean,
he's standing by his values.
I mean, it's not a lot. We can make little jokes about it, do dark humor or whatever, but it's not a laughing matter. It's a very serious situation. This is not something where it's like, oh, it's a game show on TV, or like the person on Love Island lost or something.
Yeah.
Or the person on My 600 Pound Life didn't lose enough fat or whatever, so they can't get the liposuction. This is not something to just casually watch while you play video games. This is a very serious world crisis that's being caused because of the actions of the man that we elected to do the very opposite of what he's doing now. And all the crises that are a result of his governance are things that are easily avoidable because all he has to do is not choose to do them.
Yep.
And there are such radical deviations. You'd be like, someone's like, okay, Tim, me and you, we're going to take a road trip to San Antonio. Mm-hmm. And then I like took you to Alaska or something. That's what
so,
we're,
so
that's
far
what
off destination. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, it's a completely different world.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
These are the things that lose the people in the middle.
Yeah.
Because I'm a person who's really in the middle. I lean more right.
Talk about that. Yeah.
You know, I went from being Democrat. I went from being the left. That was propaganda.
The vaccine woke you up.
Vaccine did a lot more than wake me up.
Yeah.
I was forced to take it, by the way.
Wow.
It wasn't by my own will. They said I couldn't go to school if I didn't take it. But again, that was the whole propaganda that happened during that time period.
Sure.
Pissed me off. I saw all the things that were going wrong. I was like, Trump is the solution. He's the guy that's going to save America,
yep.
Mm-hmm. America first. And I read the end of this tweet that he did. And where does it say? He says, you know, making MAGA great, making America great again is actually about Iran.
Yeah,
it's basically what he ends up saying.
I'll read it for you, and then you close this out, give your commentary, and read us out for the last 90 seconds. MAGA is about winning in strength and not allowing Iran to have nuclear weapons.
Absolutely not. If it's about making America great again, it means prioritizing your own people. Does right. Iran spell America now? Like I guess
I'm
most of
MIGA. It spells MIGA, which is what they all are. It's real MIGA roll call.
Right.
And it's disgusting.
I don't want to hear him say MAGA anymore. I'm done.
Yes.
I'm done with him saying that. The people who really stand behind those messages should be talking, should be the ones. You know, we've got the America First movement. We've got people speaking out. We've got grassroots peoples that actually care about America.
Sure.
That's the next path that we go down, man.
No, absolutely. I totally agree. All right, we're going to come back here. I want to remind you, thealexjonesstore.com, that's where you want to go. I mean, I got a little Red Bull here. I'm not going to lie. This is what I got, but I put methylene blue in here, okay? I put about 10 milligrams in here, and I'm going to take a little swig. Methylene blue power. We take the same things y'all take, and we want to offer them to you. So we got it there at thealexjonesstore.com. Subscribe and save. Get the best apparel, the best products in the world. We love you. We'll be right back.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.